Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on trends, things that are popular in modern culture. And today we're talking about people called vegans.
Mm.
Maybe you've heard of them before. They are people who go beyond being vegetarian. They not only refrain from eating meat, but they also don't want to use any animal products at all, which includes things beyond consumption. It means they don't use leather products either. They want to avoid using any kind of products from animals. But I guess vegans in the world really like Taiwan. I guess Taiwan has a vegan-friendly culture.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah, vegans are really extreme because they won't even eat eggs or milk or cream or butter, which some of those ingredients are used to make a lot of baked goods. So for Westerners, at least, being a vegan cuts out on a lot of that good food that we like to eat. So, yeah, they're pretty extreme. Vegetarians are just non-meat-eating folks, right?
Some vegetarians do enjoy dairy products because I guess it means you don't have to kill the animals. They can stay alive.
Sure.
But vegans say, no, you can't use animal products at all because that means that we're keeping the animals against their will. We're torturing them and stuff like that. So vegans don't want to use any animal products at all. But I guess Taiwan has a very vegan-friendly environment.
I didn't know that.
I didn't really know that either. I used to be vegetarian. I did not go as far as being a vegan. I thought that would be too difficult. You'd have to have a bunch of friends, or maybe your family would have to be vegans as well. You'd have to totally change your lifestyle there. But in any case here, I guess if you want to be a vegan in Taiwan, it's fairly easy to do. And vegans have no beef with Taiwan, which means they don't have any trouble with Taiwan. They think it's a great place if you want to be a vegan. So let's find out what this is all about. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. You join your colleagues in the office break room on Monday for lunch, but to your surprise, you see everyone eating vegan or vegetarian dishes. That's because your company, like many others around the country, is taking part in the Meat Free Monday Taiwan campaign. A number of countries around the world have meat free campaigns of their own, but Taiwan's has been particularly successful. One 2012 study showed that over 2,300 schools held meat-free Mondays, and in total, Taiwanese students consumed up to 7 million vegetarian meals per day. In fact, at the 2015 United Nations Climate Change Conference, representatives from other countries praised Taiwan for its efforts and asked how it had achieved such impressive results. There are several reasons why Taiwan is such a paradise for vegans. For one thing, the influence of Buddhism and other folk religions means that many people don't eat meat as a matter of course. Thus, there are numerous vegetarian restaurants, ranging from cheap, simple buffets to more elaborate establishments. What's more, this means that vegan and vegetarian lifestyles are respected and even honored. Taiwan's abundance of native fruits and vegetables also plays a part, giving vegans plenty of produce to choose from. Finally, Taiwan has many different soy-based products and recipes. People can even try a vegan-friendly version of beef noodles. Taiwan's growing vegan scene is being spearheaded by the younger generations. Many turn to a vegan lifestyle not for religious reasons, but because they believe it's better for both their own health as well as the planet's. They promote veganism on street corners and in university campuses and set up food stalls and other activities to help spread the word. Why not try Meat-Free Monday yourself? You might find that a vegan meal leaves you feeling full of beans.
Let's dive right in, guys. Tom talked about the title quite a bit. I wanted to mention, if you have a beef with someone, it means you have a disagreement with them. You're arguing about something.
If you're a vegan, you don't have any trouble with Taiwan. You have no beef with Taiwan,
yeah.
And you probably don't eat beef as well, along with pork and venison and other
Fish.
Kinds of animal meat products.
Fish, too.
Fish, yeah. Chicken, whatever. Well, you join your colleagues in the office break room on Monday for lunch. But to your surprise, you see everyone eating vegan or vegetarian dishes. So, of course, the people you work with are your colleagues or your co-workers. A colleague would be more professional, where you're wearing shirts and ties and suits and things like that. So these are your colleagues. And you're in the break room. It's your office break room. And it's Monday, and you're going there for lunch. But you're kind of surprised, to your surprise. You're feeling surprised because you see everyone eating vegan or vegetarian dishes. We did talk a little bit about the difference between vegan and vegetarian. Vegetarian just means no meat, but you might still enjoy dairy products and stuff like that, whereas vegans don't eat dairy products either. So, yes, you've got vegan dishes and you've got vegetarian dishes. And, yeah, that's kind of surprising. What the heck is going on here? This is the company. We're supposed to have big hamburgers or fried chicken or steak for lunch. Why are we having these vegetarian and vegan dishes?
Well, around the world, most people by now have heard of Meat Free Monday. It's not just a Taiwan campaign. I think it's a campaign that's taking place in other places. Meat Free Monday. So they kind of encourage you to use Monday to skip all your meat in dishes. It's funny because in America, the meat seems to be the center of the dish, you know, but it doesn't have to be. Sometimes I'll do meat-free Mondays. I'm not vegetarian or vegan. I like meat. But, you know, I just think, you know, give my body a break from meat. A number of countries around the world have meat-free campaigns of their own. A campaign is some sort of, it's a series of activities that you run. Usually you're talking about an advertising campaign, or maybe someone's running for a political office. They're campaigning or they have a political campaign. Here, of course, it's a series of promotional activities that people will take part in or put on because they want to promote or publicize something, these meat-free campaigns. I know that America does it because I've heard it on several of the TV shows that I watch. So Taiwan's been really successful with their own Meat-Free Monday.
And today, February 19th, is a Monday, so hey, I guess you don't need to feel bad that you had a steak for lunch today or something like that. This is totally optional, okay? You're not going to be thrown in jail if you eat meat on Monday, but it's something that might cause you to think about meat consumption and what it does to the body and to the world and stuff like that. But a number of countries, many countries around the world, have these campaigns, but Taiwan's has been particularly or especially successful. One study way back in 2012, about 5-6 years ago, showed that over 2,300 schools held meat-free Mondays. That's quite a lot, actually.
I bet they saved money, too.
Could be. Meat can be expensive.
Yeah.
And in total, Taiwanese students consumed up to 7 million vegetarian meals per day.
Wow.
Okay, so that's a lot. Of course, most meals have meat in it in some capacity.
Yeah.
Although a lot of meals do have a lot of vegetables and fruit with it anyway.
Mm.
But dropping the meat out might be a problem for some people, like my brother-in-law. He says, no way. I would never be a vegetarian. I just love meat so much. And he's always chomping down on chicken legs and pork chops and things like that. Some people just couldn't live without their meat, but I guess, hey, these kids don't seem to mind after all. It's just one day a week. It's no big sacrifice.
Yeah, I think one day a week is doable. It's not impossible. I tend to do it for health purposes. Cholesterol isn't very good for you, so if you can cut down on meat, you're going to be in better shape physically. So it says here, in fact, at the 2015 United Nations Climate Change Conference, a conference is when a lot of people come together to listen to speeches by different people. It usually lasts several days. It could be a one-day conference. We have conferences and business a lot. Well, at this conference, they had representatives, people who were standing in for their country. That's a representative. You represent something. They came from the countries, and these folks praised Taiwan for its efforts here and asked how it had achieved such impressive results. My observation has been that when Taiwan decides to do something and they really focus on it, they're really quite good about it because I think people here are very obedient.
Yes, indeed. If you persuade them the right way, they'll do as they're told. But in any case, people from other countries thought, wow, Taiwan, you're doing a good job with Meat Free Monday.
Yay.
How do you guys do it? How did you achieve such impressive results?Well, there are several reasons why Taiwan is such a paradise for vegans, and you can think about some of those reasons yourself before we actually tell you what those reasons are. But while you're thinking about those reasons, we're going to take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到文章的第一个句子提到 You join your colleagues in the office break room on Monday for lunch. But to your surprise, you see everyone eating vegan or vegetarian dishes. 在办公室跟同事享用午餐，然后时间是礼拜一，却看到大家都开始在吃纯素或者是蛋奶素的菜肴。以这样的情境，第一题我们可以选择 sentence F。在 F 选项里面提到 That's because your company, like many others around the country, is taking part in the Meat Free Monday Taiwan campaign. 在这里呢，提到的情景正是因为 your company, 你的公司，然后就可以呼应前面跟公司的同事一起用餐，然后呢，公司跟其他的很多公司一样，参加了呢，这个台湾的周一无肉日活动。所以第一题搭配文意，我们就选择 F 选项。第二段的一刚开始呢，提到 A number of countries around the world have meat-free campaigns of their own, but Taiwan's has been particularly successful.特别提到呢，大家都有办无肉活动，可是台湾的活动呢特别的成功。延续这样的文意，后面还提到呢，我们甚至呢在2015年的联合国气候变迁大会当中呢被大家来表扬。根据前后文意，第二题我们可以选择 D 选项。Sentence D 提到 One 2012 study showed that over 2,300 schools held meat-free Mondays, and in total, Taiwanese students consumed up to 7 million vegetarian meals per day. 提到在一项2012年的研究显示呢，光是在台湾就有超过2300所学校举办了这个呢 Meat Free Mondays 周一无肉日，而且 in total 总计来说啊，台湾的学生呢每日使用高达700万份素食的餐点，所以就难怪来呼应前面讲到台湾的活动特别成功，后面则提到了呢还在联合国的大会当中来被别人表扬，所以第二题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, now, as we said, we wanted you to think about some of the reasons why Taiwan is such a paradise for vegans.
Yeah.
And for one thing, the influence of Buddhism and other folk religions means that many people don't eat meat as a matter of course. Okay, which means they basically don't eat meat naturally. So we've got lots of Buddhists here. Buddhism, of course, is the religion of Buddhism. And yes, indeed, because of Buddhism, there are lots of vegetarian restaurants all over the place. And also there's the tradition of, let's see, they abstain from meat twice a month on the lunar calendar. Let's see, is it the first day and the 15th day or something like that? Some people do that. they don't eat meat on those days. Other people are vegetarians all the time, but because vegetarianism is so prevalent here in Taiwan, and because of Buddhism, you've got lots of vegetarian options. We've also got some other folk religions, which could be Taoism. They may have some traditions of vegetarianism as well. Maybe Jainism is here in some capacity, where they're totally vegans, totally vegetarians there, but that's another religion. Maybe some other religions too promote vegetarianism besides Buddhism and Taoism, but in any case, that's one reason why there are so many vegetarians here.
That's right. So it says here because of the Buddhism and other folk religions, that means that a lot of people here just don't eat meat as a matter of course. As a matter of course just means routinely, you know, it's just the way life is. They don't think about it. Thus, there are numerous vegetarian restaurants, ranging from cheap, simple buffets to more elaborate establishments. I found most of the vegetarian places that I pass by, you know, they're the Zijutan, the buffet places, they're not cheap. They're actually a little bit more expensive. But sometimes I'll go in. I don't like the stuff that looks like fake meat. I don't want something that is supposed to pretend to be meat. I just want vegetables. I don't like that. Seems to me that you're eating something that's not meant to be eaten, if you know what I mean. So anyway, they do have a lot of different places here. Tom was saying that he used to be vegetarian. And for the most part, you can find places that you can eat vegetarian meals pretty easily. Vegan, a little more difficult because they're asking you not to use butter, cream, cheese. That's a big deal for Westerners, at least. Not so much here.
Which may not be a big deal at vegetarian buffets here because
no.
They don't eat a lot of dairy products
no.
there either.
They're using oil, right? They're not using butter.
True. So you got to be careful, though. Some of those vegetarian buffets can have very salty dishes.
Yes.
So you got to watch what you're doing. But there are numerous. There are many vegetarian restaurants, and we've got a range of them from cheap, simple buffets, which are all over the place. And then you've got elaborate establishments. Elaborate means they're quite complicated or they're quite lavish, maybe.
Complex.
Complex with good service, waiters and waitresses, and carpeting and nice tables and stuff like that.
Expensive,
right. And these are establishments. An establishment basically just means a business, but oftentimes it just refers to a restaurant, at least in the context here.
Yeah, so what's more, this means that vegan and vegetarian lifestyles are respected and even honored. That's true. I think it's hard for a lot of Americans, at least, to give up meat. Meat's a big deal to a lot of Americans. But here, not so much. And it's true, we've got lots of wonderful fruits and vegetables to choose from. Everything seems to be fresh here to me. I know we still import fruits and vegetables, in grocery stores at least. But, you know, I try to go to my traditional market in my neighborhood and support them, support the families who have those businesses, and all their stuff is very fresh. So we've got a lot of abundance here. Taiwan's abundance of native fruits and vegetables also plays a part, or is part of the reason why it's easier to be a vegan here in this country. If you have an abundance of something, you have plenty. You're not going to run out. You don't have to be careful about how much you eat or use because you have plenty. I love that word, abundance.
Yep, there are plenty of fruits and vegetables. That plays a part, that plays a role, and that gives vegans plenty of produce to choose from.
Yeah.
Produce here is a noun. It just refers to products that come from farms, vegetables and fruit and stuff like that. That's produce. Farms produce a lot of produce.
Well, and if you go to a grocery store in the West, at least, they separate the grocery store into different parts. And of course, the part with all the fresh fruits and vegetables is called the produce section. So if you want to buy something like a watermelon or a head of cabbage, you would ask as you walk in, where's your produce section? And that's where you can find those things
Okay, and finally, Taiwan has many different soy-based products and recipes from Huangdou, the soybean, lots of soy products, and also recipes, which are basically dishes or instructions to make a dish. And people can even try a vegan-friendly version of beef noodles.
Okay, this is the thing I would avoid. Yeah.Vegan version of beef noodles.
You would avoid that, huh?
Yeah, I don't want fake beef. I just, you know, just don't give me the beef.
I've never heard of that. It might be kind of tasty if you're a vegetarian. Maybe there's some things you miss, you know. When I was a vegetarian, I really missed the Big Mac at McDonald's.
Totally.
Boy, I really wanted to have one of those.
That's my favorite.
Actually, I still don't eat beef, and I haven't had a Big Mac in maybe 30 years or so.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, sometimes meat substitutes can allow you to have something that you usually enjoy. So if you used to enjoy beef noodles, there is a vegan version of beef noodles. A version is just another form of something.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, but things have been changed in order to meet some criteria.
Yeah, you've probably seen a lot of veggie burgers. Instead of using meat to make that little patty, we call it a patty, they're using, I don't know what they're using. I don't like veggie burgers either. So Taiwan's growing vegan scene is being spearheaded by the younger generations. If you're spearheading something, guys, you're the one who's taking the lead. You're kind of leading the way for something. We'll often talk about a particular person spearheading a campaign or spearheading a drive for something. So you're out there in front, leading the rest of the pack behind you. The vegan scene is just kind of, you know, what it's like today out there in the market for vegans, the vegan scene. And a lot of the younger generation, they're choosing to be vegans. It's very popular with them.
Yep, the vegan scene, the vegan environment or whatever, and younger people are kind of leading the charge here. Many turn to a vegan lifestyle not for religious reasons, but because they believe it's better for both their own health as well as the planet. We always hear about contaminated meat and Ebola and salmonella and stuff like that that seem to enjoy getting into meat and things like that.
My sister got E. coli from a hamburger.
Okay, so it can happen.
It happens.
So some people can say, hey, let's just leave the meat totally out of our diets. Of course, that doesn't mean vegetables are totally safe either.
No.
But yeah, you do have to do your research. But in any case, yes, they're doing it for health reasons. And they think it's good for their own bodies and also for the planet in order to produce meat. Gee, how many tons of grain do you have to grow to raise one cow? It's very inefficient, so they think it's better for the earth to eat lower on the food chain, as they say, and not eat so much meat and waste a lot of grain and stuff like that.
They promote veganism on street corners and in university campuses. That's true. They'll often set up food stalls and other activities to help spread the word. So if you're spreading the word, you're promoting something, you're letting people know about something that you're backing or supporting yourself. So why not try Meat Free Monday yourself? You might find that a vegan meal leaves you feeling full of beans. This last sentence was a little shocking to me because as an American, if you're full of beans, it means you're full of crap. But actually the British have a different definition for this, which makes more sense. And their definition just means you're full of energy and life. Here's a sentence. We were young and full of beans.
Ooh.
But be careful if you use it with Americans because, you know, we'll often, you know, criticize someone by saying he's an idiot or he's full of nonsense, right? He's full of beans. Don't listen to him. It's not a phrase that's offensive. It's not like swearing. In fact, my dad and mom would say this. Oh, you're full of beans. Go, you know, get out of here. I don't believe that. So here, though, of course, it just means you're full of life and energy and that's great.
I think Americans say full of beans as a substitute for saying full of something else, which is not so nice to say.
Which is a swear word, yeah.
That's right. But also, if you're full of beans, you might be in danger of producing a lot of gas.
Which is not fun for people around you.
And for yourself, too. Sometimes cutting the cheese can get a little annoying, not to others, but to also to yourself.
Yeah.
But that's another subject. Flatulence is not something I wanted to talk about. Today,
or farting, let's just say it.
Farting, okay. Yes. Yeah. Cutting breezers, things like that. But
yeah. In
any case, yes, I'd rather talk about that. But hey, yes, today's Monday, so you still have a chance to go without meat especially during this Chinese New Year holiday now.
Cool.
I don't know how many meat dishes are common during this time. Yeah, you don't have to make a sacrifice there if you enjoy eating meat items during this time. But hey, at other times, give it some consideration and save yourself and save the planet. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson. Let's hear from our Chinese teacher now.
接着来看到第三个空格，第三个空格是一段的开头，那么通常呢就是用来延续后面提到的内容。我们在后面的句子会看到几个关键字，像是 for one thing, what's more,Finally, 这些呢都来提出不同的论述。而为什么台湾的无肉日会这么的成功呢？第三题我们可以选择 C 选项。There are several reasons why Taiwan is such a paradise for vegans. 其实呢为什么台湾会是这些吃素者的一个天堂是有几个理由的。所以第三题可以选 C 来引导出后面所提到的 for one thing, what's more, finally.接着来看到这里提出呢很多点，除了有讲到呢信仰的佛教等等等，那么第四个空格前面的句子提到 What's more, this means that vegan and vegetarian lifestyles are respected and even honored. 这代表着纯素跟素食的生活方式是被人敬重甚至十分光荣。还在这一段当中，当然要说明为什么台湾的无肉日特别成功，我们可以选择 E 选项。Sentence E 里面提到 Taiwan's abundance of native fruits and vegetables also plays a part, giving vegans plenty of produce to choose from. 提到了 abundance 其实就是丰富充足的意思，其实台湾呢有着丰富的原产蔬果也是 plays a part 也就是一个部分的原因，提供了很多的农产者供这些吃素者的选择。所以根据上下文意讲到为什么台湾办得特别成功，第四题就可以选择 E 选项。第五个空格前面的句子提到 Many turn to a vegan lifestyle not for religious reasons, but because they believe it's better for both their own health as well as the planet's.许多人呢 turn to 转向这种吃素呢，并不是因为 religious reasons， 不是因为宗教的理由，而是因为他们相信这样子对自己的健康 as well as the planet's 也对于这个地球的健康是比较好的。延续这样的文意，第五题可以选择 A 选项。Sentence A 提到They promote veganism on street corners and in university campuses, and set up food stalls and other activities to help spread the word.其实呢不管在街头或者是大学校园都可以看到有人提倡这个纯素的主义，甚至还有这些 food stalls 小吃摊，还有其他的 other activities 其他的活动都用来帮忙散布这样子的消息。延续前面的文意，第五题的标准答案就选择 A 选项。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.